Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Den här veckan så fortsätter vi vårt roliga sponsrade samarbete med Skinome, färsk hudvård. Produkter helt utan konserveringsmedel och andra onödiga tillsatser. Det här är ett svenskt hudvårdsföretag grundat av hudforskaren Dr. Johanna Gillbro. Och idag ska vi fortsätta prata om Skinomes innovativa solskyddsprodukter, eller hur Maria?
Ja, vi gillar ju båda att njuta av solen, liksom de flesta svenskarna. Solen är ju inte bara en källa till glädje och värme och ljus. Den är ju också vår främsta naturliga källa till D-vitamin, och det mår vi ju bra av. Och som alla vet kan för mycket solexponering medföra risker på grund av solens ultravioletta strålar, det vi kallar UV-strålning. Vi vet hur viktigt det är att skydda huden på bästa sätt. Och både Carina och jag har börjat använda Skinomes solskydd Sanne Malschen.
Ja, vår sponsor Skinome erbjuder 2 solskydd med olika solskyddsfaktor. Dels Sanne Malschen SPF 50+, och så den senaste nyheten, Sanne Malschen SPF 30. Och båda de här ansiktsprodukterna går att använda som enda dagkräm om man vill, då de också innehåller både vårdande och återfuktande ingredienser samt prebiotika som stärker ditt mikrobiom.
Tänk på att applicera rikligt med solkräm just i ansiktet. Förutom att stärka skyddet mot cancer så kan du också minska risken för UV-inducerade ålderstecken. Och då talar vi om rynkor, pigmentfläckar och brustna blodkärl. Skinomes senaste nyhet, Sanne Malschen Solskyddsfaktor 30, innehåller också en innovativ ingrediens från den svenska västkusten. Vi talar om algika som tillverkas just av alger. Studier visar att algika förstärker den solskyddande effekten av UV-filter och skyddar huden mot miljörelaterade luftföroreningar.
Ja, det här är innovativt. Skinomes solkrämer passar både barn och vuxna, även de med känslig hud. Om du blir osäker på om du ska ha solskyddsfaktor 50 eller 30, så kan du gå in på Skinomes hemsida och göra deras solskyddstest. Just nu så kan du prova Skinomes solskydd och övriga hudvårdsprodukter extra förmånligt. Med koden Hälsorevolutionen 20 så får du 20% rabatt under april månad. Rabatten gäller inte på redan nedsatta varor. Gå in på skinome.com och beställ den nya generationen solskydd.
This could never happen for me. I don't deserve a raise. Why would I get a raise? The point is that money will give you more freedom to do the things that you desire. Whether it's good things or not good things, that's on you. I think when good people have good money, they do great things in this world. And your life gets to change when you say it does. No one will control that for you but you. And at any point, at any age in your life, you can rewrite the narrative. But it starts with a choice.
Welcome again, the manifesting ninja Maria Concha.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
Today we're going to go hardcore. We're going to talk about getting your dream job, maybe even starting your own business, about money and how it can flow more easily in your life, and about planning and getting your dream
home. But first, jobs. So to flourish in our job, how do we need to work with our mindset?
I think first it's really getting clear on the blocks that you may have around achieving more in your workplace, or maybe it's not even achieving more, maybe just being happy in it, in your workplace. It's sometimes if it's you're going after a specific goal, then really just like honing in on what the blocks may be that are keeping you stuck and not moving forward.
I thought we'd go into some practical examples straight away. So let's say someone is a middle manager. It's a position you're overburdened with demands from high above, and then you've got all the people you need to manage who have expectations, and the ambience can get very unhappy on the floor when you have to carry through decisions from above. I'm squeezed in the middle. I have to take a lot of shit from above. Staff is unhappy with me. How can you switch around that mindset?
I think it's important when you're in a leadership position to be solution oriented. And so really to lean into what the solutions could be, especially because people are looking to you for the solution. However, also giving yourself grace and knowing that you're not there to fix every single problem. If you have that mindset, that's very heavy and a lot of pressure on yourself, and no one is asking you to do that. And so I think that, yeah, I think really having open communication with your people, being open to also the emotions of others as well, which I know could be very difficult for people in leadership position, is always, I think, a great way to kind of step into that without feeling that overwhelm.
Should you be grateful also for the things that actually do work at your job?
100%. So if you lead with gratitude, even if there's a shitstorm happening, you will stay grounded when you lean in with gratitude. You can't be angry and grateful at the same time. Try it. You can't. It's impossible. So I think that gratitude, I love gratitude and leaning into that, into your people and what's working and seeing like the positive of that, I think will always help for sure.
And if you feel you never get promoted and you never get rewarded financially for the extra effort you put in, the extra hours, what type of limiting thoughts can be behind that and how could you change that?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just, this could never happen for me. I don't deserve a raise. Why would I get a raise? Right? All these different things of like deservability, you know, this doesn't happen in my job. Or even if it's like a certain amount of raise, this has never, no one here has ever gotten this, you know, this amount of raise, or I need to do so much work. I need to work so hard. Maybe I'll have a chance, right? So this kind of like worthiness, like not feeling worthy of getting the raise.
So how can you change I'm not worthy into another belief? It can be very hard to say I'm worthy,
no,
you know, if you're not feeling. So you got to do this gradually, I guess?
Yes. If you suffer from unworthiness or feeling unworthy of something, Maria, you and I both know that that comes from a deeper place. So words may not always be enough. So the perfect answer that I would say, it would be like, here's the recipe, just say this. But that would be lying. What I am going to say is you have to uncover where this comes from, where this unworthy part comes from. And it may not always even be this, the age that you are. The unworthiness might come from a different age, from a different time in your life. And so you might have to revisit that.
It could be the 10-year-old, the 5-year-old.
Yes. The 13-year-old who got bullied and was made to not feel enough. Right? All the different parts of us that, you know, when we make decisions, when we show up at work, when we have these beliefs about ourselves, they come from all of our ages, from the 5-year-old, the 10-year-old, the 20-year-old, the 30-year-old. And so really, I think going back and uncovering where that comes from and healing that. And maybe if you're like, well, Maria, I don't have the time to do all of that. I don't even know what to do. Okay, that's okay. In the moment when you're making a decision of not feeling worthy of something, really just try to understand, ask yourself in that moment, wait, where is this coming from? Put your hand over your heart and really feel into like, what age doesn't feel worthy?
And then that's like, a beautiful question.
What
it's
age
very powerful.
Doesn't feel worthy? And then let them know, I am safe, I'm worthy. I am safe, I'm worthy.
So you can tell your own 10-year-old or 5-year-old or the bullied little girl or whatever that,
Exactly. Yes.
Wonderful. So somebody wants to start their own business but can't afford to. So the program can go, I'm stuck at this job. I'd love to set up my own business, but I don't have the capital. I don't have the training. I don't have the connections. So it'll never work out.
Yeah. So I think if you start with the mindset of, I don't have the capital, I don't have the knowledge of how to start a business, I've never done this, then you're just going to stay in that state. So I guess the question is like, what can you say that will align with the outcome that you want? So something could be, I am resourceful and I always figure it out. I am resourceful and I will figure it out. People have done it in the past. Just take a look at the evidence of all the people that were in that same place, because there's so much evidence, and know that it is possible. They have walked this path for us, right? So take a look at what's around you and who's
done it. Positive role models.
Yes, positive role models that have done it, because they will give you the permission and the belief. Sometimes we don't have the belief ourselves, but when we look to a positive role model, they give us that belief. They gift us that belief.
That's a lovely expression. So let's get into money, because I know you spend a lot of your time working around money issues. And you and I have talked about slightly different attitudes to money in Europe and the US. In Europe, it can be difficult to be seen as being too materialistic and too focused on money, whereas that is lauded in the US. It's something very positive. But with that difference taken into account, cultural difference, is it useful to be money-centric, you know, putting more money at the center of your life? Is that a useful place to be?
I wouldn't start there. I would start with it being more useful to understand your relationship with money and what is it that you desire with the money. So money is just a tool that you can do things with. You could do really good things with that tool, or not good things, right? Money will amplify who you already are. If you want to fund charities and you have more money, then you're going to be able to really do more and impact more. You could still impact with, of course, you yourself being there. But sometimes I think I used to get the answer or the, this like perspective from people, well, Maria, it's not all about money. I can go and volunteer. So, okay, you can have this perspective, but my question would be, when are you going to volunteer between your 8 to 6 p.m. job or between you going home, commuting home for an hour and a half, or between you arriving at your house and cooking and cleaning and doing laundry? So what time were you planning on volunteering, right? And it's not to say that you can never, but the point is that money will give you more freedom to do the things that you desire. Whether it's good things or not good things, that's on you. But I think when good people have good money, they do great things in this world.
I mean, money is many things. So it's about what we earn. It's about what we own. We can have property. We can have a car. It's about what we have been given. It can be a lottery. We have won money, or we have inherited something from an aunt, a house or some money. And it's about what we spend, you know, on rent, foods, clothes, travel, etc. Where should we focus our energies? Or is this just one single topic?
I'm going to bring it back to, what is your relationship with money? How do you view money? Do you view money as something that's impossible to get? Are you the type of person who thinks there's never enough money? Are you living and working and operating from a scarcity mindset with money? So I think that first is that. But then I also want to bring it back maybe to, because I know the culture is different here. Maybe some people are asking, why are we talking about money? Why does this matter, right? Well, I think that first determining, well, why would you want money? What would you want to do with the money? What would you do with money first? Before maybe I encourage anyone to go out and change their mindset to an abundant mindset, first let's start with the why. Why you would want to even have money. What are the things that you would want to do with it? The experiences. How would it make you feel if you were able to fund certain things for your family?
Get into values like safety, feeling safe.
Yes, exactly.
Feeling joy,
yes.
Et cetera. So it's these emotional values you're looking for.
Exactly. Mm. It starts with that first and foremost before it's what you do with the money. I'm not judging. But the people that I've been very fortunate to work with, they're all heart leading humans that all have a very big why. And so really, I think understanding where it comes from, why you would even want money is important so that you view it as a positive thing. Because if you view something as a negative thing, you're going to just repel it. Mm. Why would you want money if you see it as a negative thing? Mm. And if you don't want money and that's the story you're telling yourself, then you're not going to have much of it.
So let's take some concrete examples. Let's take a single mom. She has two kids and her salary will not cover the costs, she feels. So end of each month, there is not enough left. Maybe an ex-husband who does not contribute well in any sense. And the program can be, I never have enough money at the end of the month, which is also the reality. There yeah. isn't enough.
Yep.
So how could we support her process?
So this is very real and it's very common. Unfortunately, it's just a common thing, especially in the U.S. I'm not sure about here.
Europe too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to always acknowledge that first. We're not playing pretend here when we say affirmations, but also really for a single mom, I think it's really important for the single mom to really have faith and hope in the future and what could be, even though what is in the moment may not be the outcome that they want, knowing that they could change their lives and knowing that the circumstances could be different, but that's going to require for them to start to believe that it can be different. Mm-hmm. And in order for you to start to believe that, you're going to have to start changing the story around your life and how it turned out. Mm-hmm. Life, your narrative and your life gets to change when you say it does. No one will control that for you but you. And at any point, at any age in your life, you can rewrite the narrative. But it starts with a choice. So the first thing I would say is for that mother, single mother, is what is the choice you're going to make for you and your children for the future? Are you going to choose to continue to believe that this is going to be it for you? Or are you going to choose to believe that you can overcome this? You can transform your life for you and your kids and things will get better. It's a choice. Mm. And then you can, of course, affirm what you want to see in your life and take the action that's needed. Mm. But it's really hard to take the action that's needed to get yourself out of a very maybe challenging time when what you're saying to yourself is, this is horrible. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. There's never enough money. That's just going to make it that much harder to get out of it.
We will be having some affirmations at the end of the program for more concrete steps. But there can also be someone who maybe makes a decent salary, but just has a hard time with spending too much money all the time and with internet shopping and all the shops in the streets, can't invest wisely, never feels he or she can save. Money just flies away from me. It's slipping through my fingers. How can we work with that?
Yeah, so there's people that even when they, like you mentioned, they could make a really good salary, and they still have a lack and scarcity mindset. And it's for so many reasons. But I think for that person, I think it's about affirming more about not so much like, oh, I'm going to, I'm going to be a saver. I'm going to save money. No, I think it's more about I am mindful about my spending. Mm. I am intentional about where I pour my money and time into. Mm. Right. So being more mindful about this, I think, is truly important. And also, truth be told, if you're spending in this way where it's causing some trouble, then I think we need to take a deeper look at where is this coming from? Why are you spending like this?
Mm. What could be underneath?
Yeah. What is exactly?
What could be underneath? What do you think?
I think they might be trying to fill a void. I think there's something
creating a dopamine rush where
exactly.
Yeah. Instead of dealing with other stuff.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So again, it's those layers that we have to take a look at in order to get to the root of it so we can heal that part so that it no longer blocks us or puts us in really potential bad situations.
Mm. Okay, let's get into homes. a very important place for us, where we get our energy, safety, in an ideal world. What can living in the wrong place do to us?
This is a big question, because a lot of the times people cannot change living in the wrong places because they don't have the choice, right? Necessarily, you know, they can't leave.
Talked about where you lived as little in another episode. We just want to refer to that. So
I did.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I grew up in an unsafe environment and a really depressing environment. So I really understand this, and I feel for anyone who is currently in this or has dealt with this in the past. And living in an environment like this, it could really impact your thoughts, your beliefs, your mood, your health. It really can impact the trajectory of your life if you don't intervene.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Denna vecka har vi ett betalt samarbete med Bosch som precis har kommit ut med sin nya köksmaskin serie 6. Och jag har ju alltid älskat att baka och har tänkt att jag vill baka lite oftare eftersom det gör mig så glad. Och nu har jag hittat ett sätt som gör det både enklare och smidigare.
Vad kul! Och vad ska du baka för något?
Ja, men igår så testade jag att baka bananbröd som jag gillar väldigt mycket eftersom det även är ganska hälsosamt. Jag hade i valnötter och inte så mycket socker som det står i receptet. Och först tänkte jag att det skulle vara krångligt att baka med en bakmaskin, för det har jag aldrig gjort innan. Och jag skulle sätta ihop olika delar, trodde jag. Men så var det inte, utan jag känner redan att serie 6 är en pålitlig vän i köket, för det var faktiskt väldigt enkelt.
Ja, vi är ju lite lika där, Karina. Tycker ibland att det är jobbigt med för mycket bruksanvisningar av teknisk karaktär, men den här gången var det kul.
Ja, Bosch serie 6 är en väldigt snygg och cool köksmaskin, bara en sån sak. Den levereras ihopsatt och det är inte svårt att förstå hur man ska komma igång. Jag håller fortfarande på att utforska alla funktioner och automatiska program. Bland annat så har den smarta sensorer som gör bakningen enklare genom att den känner av när det du bakar har perfekt konsistens. Och därtill så har den en unik 3D-mixning som efterliknar handknådning och fångar upp alla ingredienser så att inget lämnas kvar i botten av skålen, vilket ju kan vara irriterande annars. Ja, jag får återkomma lite närmare till just den funktionen när jag bakar bröd nästa gång. Eller om jag ska baka kanelbullar, det var ju länge sedan.
Jag vet ju, det gillar ju du, det är ju väldigt gott. Och det här med 3D-mixningen låter ju väldigt spännande. Hur ofta funderar man inte på om degen verkligen blir genomarbetad när det står knåda väl i receptet, eller hur?
Ja, precis. Och för mig är det viktigt att det är enkelt att lyckas med bakningen för att jag ska liksom dra igång ett bakprojekt. Och jag tycker att serie 6 gör bakningen ännu mer lustfylld genom att den är så enkel att hantera. Det gäller bara att välja program och sen kan man luta sig tillbaka medan maskinen gör jobbet. Eller varför inte fixa köket medan degen knådas?
Låter perfekt. Bors nya serie 6 finns att köpa redan nu hos Power. Och där kan man även få mer info om köksmaskinen. Och vi återkommer snart med mer inspiration och berättar hur det går med Karinas vårbakning.
So society needs to do a lot, of course, in terms of living environments. But how can we ourselves start, even in those circumstances, to envision something more healing for ourselves?
Yeah, so if you're in this environment, the way that you can start is, one, start by trying to create your own space, like your bubble, right? Your own positive healing energy bubble. Or if that's too much for you, just your own bubble of you and your isms, which is, we all have our isms, Maria isms, Karina isms. It's all the things that are made up of, positive and all of that good stuff, fun stuff, quirky. I think if there's like that, the possibility to create that for yourself, do that. Surround yourself, even if you only have a very small space, surround yourself with positive pictures and words and different things that bring you joy.
Almost like a modern type of altar.
Yes.
Like maybe even a desk.
100%. That's
like
exactly what it is.
With a few things on. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's an altar and you can put things on there that fill you with joy. For example, when I lived in a bedroom, I had an altar, and in that altar, I had this like picture of Italy, Tuscany. And that was part of my altar, right? Because it made me feel good and so forth. I was manifesting. And so, yes, creating an altar and also really taking on habits, healthy habits that will help you be present and help your nervous system. Mm. When you are in environments that are unhealthy, maybe if it's like a toxic environment where there's arguing or, you know, just like people that are negative, low vibe behavior, having healthy habits such as maybe you're going to meditate, maybe you're going to do yoga, maybe you're going to do breath work, you're going to journal. You're going to sit in stillness and just breathe. These healthy habits, they make all the difference. Mm. In your own little bubble, they make all the difference. Mm.
And you know what you speak about. Let's take some practical examples. Let's take a young couple. They live in a small space. They're waiting for a baby, but they can't afford to get something bigger. What should they do?
So in that scenario, if they're desiring to manifest a bigger home for themselves, but they're in this situation, I would say that I definitely feel like something like that is important to have the home feel airy, maybe the pictures that they have, maybe the color on the walls, right? Just changing up the space so it's not matching the mood of perhaps anxiety, depression, maybe all the things. So really using, I always say, like, I don't judge your happy go-to tools. If that means like putting on a nice dress or, you know, changing the paint on your walls or having certain pillows, whatever that may be, your favorite tea mug, all the things, use it all. If you're in the kitchen, you're cooking, use fresh ingredients, right? Pick from the fresh ingredients. So what does that mean? That means if you're in this home and you are able to make it look, spruce it up, do it. That's just going to change your mood. Mm. You're going to change your thoughts, make you feel more positive, hopeful. And then, of course, you know me, I'm going to say affirmations, affirmations, affirmations.
And how do you affirm about this newer, bigger space from this position of feeling more happy in the home you have already?
I would probably say a few things. I will manifest my dream home. I have faith that it is coming. My home is a reflection of my inner peace and well-being. With your eyes closed, right? You're trying to put it out there, this inner peace. My perfect home is manifesting in divine timing. I deserve a comfortable and secure place to call home. Mm. This is for those who maybe don't feel worthy. So you're going to affirm the worthiness in that way. And then if there's more specifics with the baby, right? My family and I live in our sanctuary.
Mm. So very healing, healing.
Very
thoughts.
Healing. Yes, absolutely. And then you can also go the practical way as well, Maria, which is I am in the process of manifesting the money that I need to get this home.
Mm. Wonderful. We thank you there, Maria, for sharing wonderful healing
thoughts about how to get your best life ever. Thank you for coming all the way from New York to visit us here in Sweden and sharing your wisdom and grace and love with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.